warmer.
That is nice, right? It's a balmy 12 degrees outside.
So as a pass rusher, do you prefer preparing for a guy like Foles, who's more of a passer than
Interception.
Two for two touchdowns, people. I'm just saying.
That was savvy.
Great hands.
So do you
ambidextrous as well. But yeah, all I do is pass rush. Who's this guy?
No, I mean, whereas Vic would cause you problems.
I think they each, pose their own set of problems. You get a guy like Michael Vick who can pull the ball down and run, but I think there's some advantages to playing against him as far as athletic quarterbacks sometimes will run themselves into a situation. Sometimes they can rely heavily on their legs. It's not fun. I mean, I've played against him a couple times and. Fortunately, been able to get him, but he is an incredible athlete, and it makes that dual threat. But Foles right now is doing a heck of a job, handing the ball to McCoy, because that dude is just going crazy. But even that, I mean, their play action and what he's doing ball security wise, and that dude's putting the ball in the right place at the right time, and so he has his own thing going for him as well. And watching him in practice, I would give him almost like that Flacco. Kind of Roethlisberger pocket type of presence where he's doing things in the pocket. He may not be, outrunning people to the corners, but, if you give him a lane up the middle, he's going to pull it down and get what he can get. So, I guess overall, the guy that's going to sit back there and throw the ball is when your rush is a little nicer. But I think, more so we got to worry about stopping the run and then go from there.
Jared, with his lack of turnovers, does he take chances in the passing game?
I think he does, but I mean, again, that running game is so strong right now that I don't think they have to. The games we've watched, he had one bounce off the chest of the dude in Green Bay and end up in a touchdown. So there's been some luck. I mean, I think he threw a pick against, Detroit last week, unfavorable conditions. But the way they're running the ball, they're not in a whole lot of third and longs and a lot of. Dan, I think, the key to our success is going to be being very stout in the run game and on first and second down and being able to, force them into situations. And we got to try to play with a lead. You let this team get a lead and their playbook's wide open. If we can get a lead and we can kind of force them to be one-dimensional, we can hopefully create some unfavorable matchups and make him throw the ball into some places he might not want to. But right now, I mean, he's in a good rhythm, and the way to change that is you have to make them uncomfortable. We have to find a way to get them in one-dimensional situations and take advantage of that.
Is their pace that big a deal?
I don't think so, honestly. I compare it kind of to like a Peyton Manning. Peyton's doing all this stuff with his hands. He's at the line, checking plays. Eventually, the ball has to be snapped. Eventually, you have to run a play. The blocking's not going to change, from defensive line standpoint. We're going to get one of four blocks, right? So you can't – where it gets people, I think, is people start rushing. They try to get out of their call. They get you into a rhythm, and then they break your rhythm either with a hard count or a play action or something like that. And when the ball's snapped, you still gap responsible to defense. A belly is still a belly. A slash is a slash. A pass is a pass. So, at some point, not to outthink it, just – line up and play football and whoop the man in front of you and try to make a tackle.
Is a little bit like Reggie Bush?
Yeah, well, this dude is making moves. He's doing things. He's like a human joystick right now. Honestly, it reminds me a lot of Dante Hall back in when he was just making people miss like crazy back to this year. You watch that, you even watched the Redskins game. I mean, stopping this one, I was 100 yards that way. But Reggie Bush very similar. They're both dual threats. Both can make you miss, but I think McCoy, the way he's running the ball right now, he can really attack anywhere. Reggie once he gets in the open field is obviously a beast. McCoy is making people miss in the backfield and then stretching to the sideline and making turning nothing into 40 yards. So we have our work cut out for us, but we got to try to stop him before he starts. And once you get your shot, take your shot. If you miss, you miss. We're gonna have to rally. We're gonna have to pursue the ball heavily this week.
Hey, Jared, I was wondering if you could talk about Sharif Floyd, how you think he's looked on the defensive line as a rookie, what he's doing well, what he still needs to work on.
Everybody's a work in progress, especially a rookie year. So, he has good natural instincts. He's an athletic guy. Once he starts, understanding techniques and kind of the ins and outs of what it's about, he'll progress more. But No, he's doing a good job. He has the ability to make plays. He gets vertical, like I said. So doing good. I mean, just continue normal progression. And the football school, because the harder you work, the more you get out of it. So, you know, his ceiling will be what he sets for himself and how hard he's willing to push himself and study film. People don't realize the mental game of this thing is what it's all about. You know, being able to understand what you're going to get before you get it. That way you can, you know, anticipate stuff. So, you know, that's where I encourage all young guys to grow. I mean, you're obviously here because you're physically gifted, but, you know, work your technique and really study the game itself and grow mentally.
Did you study a lot when you were a young player?
Yeah, you know, I still study a lot. I mean, I'm not getting any stronger, faster, or better looking, so I figure I can try to understand what these guys are doing before they do it. So, you know, I mean, I got to process the way I go about things, the way I watch film, the way I study, and, you know, you're just constantly trying to find something that can give you an edge during that week.
Jared, last year, this time you were pretty banged up. How's the health now at this time?
Oh, pretty good. Typical 10-year ailments, you know. But other than that, you know, doing well. My heart hurts because we're like 3-8 or 3-9. So I think we're like 5 plays away from, you know, being leading in the division. So but that's what football's cool about, you know, or that's what makes football cool is that, you know, anything can happen on any Sunday. And the difference between bad and good is seldom a lot. So, but I feel good just trying to finish these last 3 strong and go from there.
Does getting double-digit sacks mean that much to you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, just working. I mean, me and B. Robert laughing about it today. I think the lead's 15. And I said if we would take the ones that we had in our hands that we either missed or, you know, knock the guy and the ball falls forward, which is an incomplete pass versus a sack fumble, I think we'd both be sitting right around 12 or 13. And so, you know, it's, but again, I was like, we were just talking about it. That's kind of what football is, you know. You know, I look back the year I had 22. It was like you just didn't miss an opportunity. The opportunity, boom, you got him on the ground. And that's the difference between – and then we have – you know, I told him too. I said we haven't had that game where we've had, you know, three or – a couple back-to-back multi-sack games or three or four. You know, you look at the league and how things go. They can use your ebbs and flows. But it's kind of how the season's been. You know, we've been 5 plays away. I mean, I think it's 5 games. 5 games we've lost in the last play of the game. You know, so you take that away, we're sitting here with 8 wins and life's a little different, right? So, you know, same type of deal. If a guy doesn't throw one away or, you know, you don't jump past them or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, we're sitting there with double digits. But, yeah, double digits means the world to me. I think that's, you know, 10 is kind of what I kind of put my minimum is that I need to get at. If you have 10, you can, you know, say you had a good season. I mean, you know, heck, 8-9 sacks are so hard to get these, you know, period, that, you know, whatever. But I like to view myself as a 10-sack-a-year guy, and, you know, got 3 games to get 3, so I got to go out and do what I can do.
How do you look at the season you're having? I mean, you know, you finished with less than 10, I'm sure you'll be disappointed, but how do you overall, you know, look at the campaign you're having?
Well, I mean, I'm playing good ball. I mean, I watch film. I'm probably more critical than on myself than anybody could be. You know, I'm there. It'd be one thing if you weren't there. I was, you know, I don't know what the exact stat of the like 3 weeks ago, I saw a piece of paper that, you know, B-Rob and I, QB hits were through the roof. I think something like 30 apiece or something. I don't even, maybe if I'm remembering correctly. But, you know, you're there. You know, again, it comes down to does the ball get out? You half step here. You know, where can you find them? You know, we got to play better run defense. But, you know, if I look across the board, I mean, I'm right there. You know, like I said, you got those 5 on there. It's phenomenal. You don't. You know, it is what it is. But, I mean, I would be telling myself if I wasn't playing good ball, you know. Technique's still good. I still know how to process things. Obviously, we haven't played with a lead a whole lot this year, so you got to – and again, like I said, our run defense has been inconsistent. You know, like I told you guys a few weeks ago, it's sad that we only get judged on how we rush the passer. And, you know, but, you know, we got to be stout in the run defense. That's where real football is played. You know, I mean, that the game on Sunday last week was so much fun because, I mean, that was one of those old grinded out, just hard-nosed game until the last couple minutes got out of hand, right? But that's what football's about. So, you know, I guess it's evolved because they pass so much, the stats get elevated. But, you know, I remember back in the day when, you know, I think, what's his name? Jason Taylor. I think he had like 7, but he had like 60 tackles. You know, I mean, it was just, that's the way football was. I mean, heck, 12, I think Freeney led the league with 12 1 year, I'm not sure, but, Yeah, so, yeah, it's evolved, but, you know, I look at football as an overall whole, and And when I have opportunities to make plays, do I make them? Am I making plays to help my team win? Obviously, we're not winning that many games, so that's not successful. But, you know, batted balls, I mean, fumbles, tackles, that whole nine, I mean, that's how you determine your season. So, again, I look at my grade sheets every week. If I'm grading out great technique-wise and the opportunities I get if I'm making them, so, I mean, that's all you can do.
Two games left in the Dome. Can you pick a favorite memory?
Favorite memory in the Dome? Oh, man, been so many of them. You know, personally, you know, breaking the season single sack record was phenomenal. One of my favorite memories of was that Dallas game in 09. I mean, the Dome was, I mean, it's the loudest I've ever heard it. I think, you know, that we just kind of, that was fun. That was fun football. That was real fun football. You know, a couple of good memories with Brett, that Niners game, you know, that catch from Greg Lewis in the back of the end zone. Heck, I remember the goal line stand in Chicago, 08, you know, fourth and goal, we stop them. Next play, Gus throws one to Barry in 99 yards. I mean, that was epic there. Adrian, you look at, you know, what Adrian's done there. Just being a part of that, I think just kind of the overall, since I've been here, there's probably, you know, 10, 15 great moments. And just to say, whether it happened to me or a teammate, just to be a part of that is really cool.
Chasing Orlovsky out of the end zone.
Oh, easy sack, right?
A couple years into the increased crackdown on hits to the head, do you think guys have been able to or tried to change how you tackle knowing how?
Yeah, it's still not a perfect science. Unfortunately, now you're seeing an increase of knees getting blown out. So let's pick your poison, right? I'm sure right now Gronkowski would rather get hit in the head. But, you know, you got to try to adjust. And, you know, that's what it is. Sometimes it's going to happen, you know, and sometimes, you know, they'll view it and they'll say it's right. We won't agree with it. I think, you know, what Brooks has hit on Breeze, I mean, I don't know how much better he gets from hitting someone across the chest and his head snaps back, but they're going to go err on the side of caution, and that's fine. But, yeah, the other alternative is you take someone's knees out. And, you know, unfortunately, that might be worse for the short term. I guess guys are trying to adjust the best they can. And, hello.
Sid.
And at the end of it, right?
It might be.
And at the end of it, you just you try to figure out what you legally. But at the end of the day, I mean, guys don't think about it. You're just trying to get the guy on the ground and deal with the consequences after.
Jared, Wes was saying yesterday that Sharif Floyd has shown exponential improvement over the last 3 weeks. What have you seen from him?
Same thing like I said earlier. I think just, you know, continuing to develop. You know, I don't spend time watching tape of Sharif, so yeah. I'm sure if I did that, I'd have a better opinion. But, you know, he's been on the field. He's been, you know, his playmaking has gone up a little bit. You know, again, just for any young guy, it's just to continue to grow and focus on the fundamentals. He obviously has great athletic ability in his first-round pick, but, you know, continually to work technique, continue to grow mentally in the game, I think that's where, you know, he'll continue to grow. But, I mean he's doing good. So, nothing, I guess, I haven't been watching film on him, so, but I'm sure.
Jared, how long do you intend to play? How many more years?
You know what? I don't know. When I stop having fun, I'll hang it up. You know, it's something at the end of this year. You know, I'll pray about it. I'll, you know, speak with my wife and go from there and figure it out. But, you know, as long as I feel good and I feel like I compete at a strong level and I feel like I can still, you know, help a team win and be an active role. You know, I'm not, you know, I'll retire versus taking a step down role and being a rotate guy. That's for the birds. Yeah, as long as I feel like I can still get it done, you know, I'll do it. And like I said, I'm my own harshest critic. And so when I watch film and I do my end of the year assessments, I'll work on what I need to work on. I'll get with my trainers and again, that, you know, come back ready to go. So as long as I'm having fun, I'm gonna keep
right
going.
Now, you intend to keep playing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, wherever the good Lord takes me, I plan on having a monster year next year. So.
Thanks,
no problem, guys. Thanks.